Jason Derulo, Secret Love Song. Michelle, you're here. Hello. Back.
Hello.
Well, you're not back. You've just been here. You just popped out next door and came back again.
That's it. I live here under the table.
You do, don't you? You just pop out every Thursday. The other 39 presenters have no idea you live under the table.
Yeah.
It's getting more ridiculous every week, our chap. Anyway, how you been, Michelle? You all right?
I'm great. I'm loving this summer weather, finally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain. I know like people don't like it hot in Britain, but I love it hot. I love the heat, so...
Yeah, I love the heat. I just don't like getting my arms out in the heat or my legs, but there you go. That's another, not very body positive, but there you go. So what have we got today? I know we had a little sneak preview. Oh, I'm a bit nervous, Michelle.
Oh, don't be nervous, okay. Joe.
Do you want to look after the desk and I'll run? No, go on.
We were just discussing that. I only know high and low.
Yeah.
So this week I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how yoga is for everybody. You hear that a lot, but with my experience actually has been. So I wanted to tell you a bit of a story. So I have this Fraber, and I know you asked me before what the word Fraber is. And Fraber is a neighbor who's a really good friend. So we're not just neighbors, we're also friends. Like we go on holidays together, we spend Christmas together. Like we don't want to sell our houses, even though they're falling apart because we're friends. And I'm hoping he's tuned in. So during the pandemic, my Fraber had a stroke. And he's actually younger than I am. So it came as a bit of a shock to us. Before the pandemic, he used to be like my biggest critic of yoga. He used to like really take the Michael out of everything I did, everything yoga related that I did. And he didn't think it was a real thing. He thought you just lay there and sleep. So I had a bet going on with his partner, with his wife actually, saying, okay, well, I said to her, I go, he'll be out in 6 weeks. He'd had a major stroke basically. And when he came out, he was using a cane to walk. His left side was really damaged. So you think he was only in his mid 40s at the time. Mm. So like I said, came up bit of a shock, but we started yoga because yoga is actually quite good for stroke recovery. So I would go over to their house twice a week. We were allowed to do that, by the way, if anyone's listening. We were not breaking any COVID rules. No. So we would go twice a week and I would do yoga with him, and we started doing chair yoga. And if you were to meet Matt today, you would never guess he had a stroke.
Really? Like,
and his physiotherapist, his doctors were amazed, and they put it down to him doing yoga.
Wow.
So it was, and a lot of it has to do with the way, with yoga, I know a lot of people think it's about flexibility. Yoga is a lot to do with the mental state. And so there's a lot of exercises you do that actually exercise the brain. And like I said, my yoga ladies will tell you sometimes first thing in the morning, it's not the best time for a middle-aged lady to be doing some of these brain exercises, but it's great for brain fog. But so some of it was retraining the brain, working on balances, all those things that strokes affect. So I'm going to do some of that with you today. So with my Fraber, we started in the chair. You don't need to limber up, Joe.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm so glad. I'm so glad there's no camera on the mixed cloud now.
Actually.
You've got one, but it's not live in the studio, thank goodness. But yeah.
We're going to start in our chair. So anyone at home, anyone who wants to try yoga and has never tried and is embarrassed or doesn't feel like they're flexible, practice along with us.
Right.
So all you need to do is just find a sturdy chair, not a rocking chair, not a recliner. Probably not a sofa either. So a chair of any kind. Mm. And just kind of come towards the front of the chair. So I'm just going to move my chair back a bit. I'm hoping I don't knock over stuff.
Okay.
So coming kind of towards the front and just now just sucking the belly in, sit up nice and tall, bring the hands on the thighs.
Hey, I'm too far away from the mic now.
We have to adjust everything now.
My posture must be terrible. I've grown 2 feet.
Hang on, go on in.
All right, are we good? All right, so there you go. Look, first benefit. So this is mountain pose, just sitting here, feet flat on the floor, hands on the lap. And do you think you could hold that for a few breaths? So just keep breathing. I can see you holding your breath. You're so nervous. Breathe. And so just holding it here for, 5-10 breaths.
Mm-hmm.
But you can feel right away. You're working on your posture, belly. So then we can just lift our arms all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Right, don't choke yourself. So I'm going to be your mirror. So don't worry about if you know left or right. So let's bring down the right hand.
Mm. It doesn't matter whether they're facing to the front or to the back, the hands, does it?
No, it doesn't matter. I just lift it up.
Just lift them up.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to be super particular.
Oh, hang on, I've got my left and the right wrong. Hang on.
No, you're doing it right.
That's okay.
right hand. Okay, oh. Yeah. Okay, I'll be your mirror. All right.
All right, here. Sorry.
I'm going to be your mirror.
Okay.
So we've got left hand up now for anyone who's listening. It doesn't matter. Have one hand up. And then with that one hand, you're going to reach to the other side. Hold. Good. And you're just stretching. So for us with our left hand or my right hand up, my left hand, your right hand up, we're stretching that side of the body. Then we can bring it up, bring both hands all the way up. Breathe in. And then bring your right hand, my left hand, down, and then reach over.
Okay, so you're not moving sort of like your buttocks, really.
You're
just literally, they are flat on their thing. So you're just literally moving your neck and the top of your back.
Yeah, you're moving. You're stretching the sides of your body, your obliques.
I'm going to make everyone do this in the studio, I think. Yeah, the other 39 presenters better get ready.
And then, so the next one we can do is cat-cow. So this one is a really common pose you find in yoga classes. A lot of time people do it on their knees, and if you've got any knee issues, you can do this one seated. So again, started sitting in your chair, just bring the hands to the knees this time.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna press the chest forward and lift the chin up as you breathe in. Good. And as you breathe out, you're gonna round the back, tuck the chin into the chest.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Good. And then do that again. Breathe in. Are you all right?
Yeah, my headphones got in the way, but yeah. I've got that. Oh yeah.
Good. And then round through the back. Good. So that's just two. But again, you do like 5, 10 of them. So just come back to normal. And then we're just going to do a nice little seated twist. So this time, just take your right hand.
Right, go
my
on.
Left.
Left and right.
Right. And we're going to just bring it. You can either hold on to the back of the chair or the side of the chair.
Okay.
And then just bring the other hand on your lap.
Oh, so, okay. I got you.
And you're just twisting towards the side.
All right. Just like that.
Yeah. Just look. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm moving my arm. So you've put your right hand on your left knee.
Yes.
And then what you're doing, you're putting your face, your neck,
you're turning.
You're turning.
Yeah, thanks. You're better at describing this than I am.
Yeah.
Right, so let's do two more.
Okay.
Right, so this one's my favorite, goddess. And so when we do it in a regular class, I always tend to hold it too long. It burns the thighs. I've got people looking at me going, can we get out of the pose? So this one, we're just going to bring the legs nice and wide on the chair.
Right. Flat with your feet flat.
Yeah, feet flat, toes turned out.
Oh, okay.
Can you feel that?
Ouch.
Good. And then you're just going to bring the hands up into cactus shape. So bring the elbows up to to the shoulders.
Got
good.
That.
And that's just your goddess
jazz
pose.
Jazz hands, got that.
You can do jazz hands if you want.
That, yeah.
I sometimes add this weird looking lion's breath, but I'll save that for another week. Good. And that's our goddess pose.
All
and then
right.
we're going to release that. And then we're going to come into tree pose, but seated. So this is really good if, again, you've got any balance issues. But again, so you're starting, just bring the hands down.
Yeah.
Good.
Just having a go at me. I'm just...
Right. And so just this time, let's bring the right foot.
Right.
No one's going to see this, but bring the right foot, bring the right heel towards your left calf.
Right. Okay. So you're lifting...
So you're on the toes.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, got
can
that.
Can you feel that?
Yeah.
And then you can just bring the hands to heart center if you want.
All right.
And just hold
like
here.
A praying pose.
Yeah. We call this, well, it's namaste is what it is, but it's, or anjali mudra, they call it.
Yeah.
And you can press the thumbs into the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you can do the other side,
improved.
Just switch.
That's all sitting down.
That's all sitting down. There's loads. So I always say with yoga, anything you can do standing up, you can do sitting down, you can do lying down as well.
Mm.
So it's very accessible. Like I said, any kind of class you go to, most teachers should know how to adapt it. So if you've got any injuries and you're new to yoga, I always say show up early so you can talk to the teacher and the teacher knows how to adjust your class for you. And I mean, that's exactly how I teach. So if I know someone who's coming to my class, for example, I have people who come to me regularly, if they have a knee injury, we'll do the seated postures instead of coming. So cat-cow, definitely we do seated, or sometimes I offer them a chair if someone's had surgery, but it's a really good way to start. So again, if you're, I know here in Brentwood somewhere that they do offer chair yoga for senior citizens. And so again, it gets you moving. Yoga is not just about the movement. It's about the brain. So, yeah.
It's feeling calm as well, which it does. Yeah. I mean, I know I was a little bit nervous before. it really works.
Are you feeling better now after your Zoom call as well?
I am. Yeah. The Zoom call was brilliant. I love talking to Flint. So just, it's the first time you ever use anything. So the first time I've done a Zoom call, I've done other calls and obviously loads of guests. honest interviews, but yeah, yeah, it's always a little bit. And not about my case. I don't care about looking like an idiot. You know, I often do that quite happily. It's always about the guests. So yeah. So Michelle, listen, it will be up on the website by the weekend as well, so we can go through and do that all again. And I mean, what have you got coming up yourself?
Well, I've still got July 2nd, I have a sound bath and yoga workshop coming up at the Thames Chase in the barn. And that's with myself and the lovely Jill Barwick. And I do have a video of that up. But yeah, so it's, again, super gentle. It's aimed at beginners. So Joe, you should come along. And I'm still waiting for Joe to come to my Saturday class.
I haven't got the time. I will come along. It sounds amazing. I've been doing some of them. You've sold it. Right. Okay.
It's all about the brunch.
Brilliant stuff. Now, Michelle, listen, I'm going to play the ads first, but then you have got a request, haven't you, as well?
I love Shawn Mendes. He's a good Canadian boy. Who doesn't like a Canadian? So what we say, Stitches.
And exactly what I've got now. No, I haven't. It's been brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Michelle. And don't forget, you can go onto the phoenixfm.com website and you can go to Drive or Joe Bailey. And all the, what we call them now, the episodes will be there. And today's episode will be up on the weekend.
Sometime.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, Michelle.
See you later,
Bye.
Joe. Bye.